AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Cleanup in Ukraine's capital again today, where a pre-dawn Russian missile barrage killed three people, including a nine-year-old and her mother. This man says they appeared to be trying to get to an air raid shelter. Straining to prevent a government default, the Senate is working into the evening to wrap up a debt ceiling and budget cuts package that overwhelmingly cleared the House. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The Senate will stay in session until we send a bill avoiding default to the president's desk, and we will keep working until the job is done.
A member of the Oath Keepers extremist group, who is part of a security detail for former President Trump's longtime advisor, Roger Stone, has been sentenced to more than 4 years in prison. Robert Menuda was among six Oath Keepers convicted of seditious conspiracy. Jennifer King reports Justice Department prosecutors have obtained a recording of former President Trump talking about classified documents.
First reported by CNN, an audio recording made in July 2021 at Trump's Bedminster, New Jersey golf club reportedly captures the former president talking about holding on to a classified Pentagon document related to a potential attack on Iran. In the recording, Trump suggests he wants to share information from the document with others, but that he knew there were limitations on his ability to declassify records after he left office. The recording has been provided to Special Counsel Jack Smith and would appear to undercut Trump's repeated claims that he declassified documents he took with him to Mar-a-Lago. Jennifer King, Washington.
A man who briefly worked as an aide to Congressman George Santos has told House investigators he got his job after sending a series of payments to one of the Republicans' top deputies. In an engineer's report issued just days before the partial collapse of an Iowa apartment building indicated a wall was in imminent risk of crumbling. Despite that, residents were allowed to remain inside. Three people are still missing. This is AP News. Historically black colleges and universities have been seeing an increase in corporate donations.
Donations from foundations and big companies have been on the decline, but social awareness efforts are helping to open up corporate checkbooks.
It was like manna from heaven.
Natalie Coles, in charge of fundraising at Wilberforce University in Ohio, says she got a call out of the blue from Dominion Energy offering $500,000 to help students transition to online learning. She thinks black workers at these corporations are helping to push their companies.
They've really said, okay, we want to make long-term change. How can we best do that? Let's arm our students with what they need to be successful.
At Florida A&M University, Vice President of Advancement, Shanta Friday Stroud.
It doesn't seem like just a handout. It seems like a let's figure out how we can partner.
And says contributions have recently doubled. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.